Anyway, you're listening to 95BFM Breakfast, and we're joined here by Quinn and Gus from the Grogans. How are you?
Yeah, good.
How's it going?
Oh, so good. Thank you so much for joining us. This is an exciting time for you lot.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
No, we're keen to be back.
Yeah. So happy to be back in NZ.
Oh,
it's been
nice.
A little while. Yeah.
Lovely. So you're touring your fifth full-length piece of work. It's new album, Stagger. What does it feel like? How is it different touring this far into your kind of musical journey?
I think it feels really good because it doesn't really feel like we've been... I think because it's still really fresh for us. We still really love doing what we're doing. And a lot of our records have been, you know, almost back-to-back each year. So I think we're feeling really good. It was a good one to have out. We were sort of ready for this one to come out when it did. So, no, I think we're all feeling pretty good about it. We love touring. We love playing shows. So it's a nice one.
Oh, lovely. So what was the process like for writing Stagger? And was it different from your earlier records?
Yeah, I think it was a bit different. It came from a lot of different kind of, I won't say writing sessions. We kind of went away for a week at one point and got a few tracks out, but, a few of them from that session didn't quite make the album. And then there was a lot of other kind of times that we each brought some new tracks to the table. And, yeah, I think that's why we called the album Stagger, is because it was a really rough kind of process of putting together this record and actually compiling what songs were going to be on it and making it all a cohesive piece of work it required a bit more effort than the last few albums this time, just purely for the sake of, you know, we were quite busy during the writing process and we really wanted to have, you know, we wanted it to be a cohesive album and still work for the listeners and for us as well, I guess.
Yeah, I think the end result is really beautiful. It's an album that kind of goes everywhere. There's some really laid back moments in it, and there's some more kind of like deeper tracks that are a lot slower. So what were the main influences when you were writing this? Like, who were you listening to a lot at the time, etc.?
It's hard because
it's hard.
Like I said, for this one, even some of the songs, like a track called Oh Boy, that's like a track of two or three different demos we had in like 2021. But I think we always were listening to a lot of music, like collectively,
a lot of Twin Peaks at the time,
yeah, a lot of Twin Peaks,
yeah,
from Chicago. We have been listening. We definitely all, like, when we listen together, we all definitely listen to a lot of older music.
It's hard to recall from back.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I think also a huge part of it was like the influence came from us being on the road a lot. And a lot of our influences isn't always necessarily music. You know, like it. A lot of it could be headspace or what we're doing or, like, where each other at. And, like, during this sort of time, both Angus and I had, like, sort of moved out of the city. We'd been out of the city, like, fairly recently. And, like, lots had been changing. And I think that sort of reflected in our music a bit. Like, a lot of it was a bit – I think that's why it is, like, very scattered and, you know, lots of it is different because we're all feeling different things at the time.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I think the end result is so interesting, though. It's a great album to put on and just go everywhere in your mind listening to. So a massive congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's very kind.
Yeah, so you've been to New Zealand a few times on tour. What do you like about down here?
It's just awesome.
It is just awesome.
It's like, I don't know. It's so pristine. Yeah. It's so lovely. People are just...
Everyone's so friendly.
Yeah. And there's a lot of very talented people here. Everyone we meet, like, the music scene is so rich and I feel like it almost feels like untouched. It's ridiculous. Like, every time I come here, I keep finding new artists. We go to record stores, meet people, and it's just, like, such a rich, richly creative place.
Oh, mean. Oh, I'm glad you like it down here. Do you find the crowds different from the Aussie crowds?
Yeah, I think we're still definitely trying to win lots over here. I think we're still finding our feet, but every time we do play, everyone is very kind and everyone listens. And I think the crowds have always been really good. Yeah, yeah.
Nice, nice. And if people head along to one of your shows this week, what can they kind of expect? Like, do you have any live tricks or anything?
No backflips. And no uniform. But now we've started playing a lot more songs, and we're definitely playing a lot of the whole new record, obviously. But we'll be throwing in some older songs and songs that we haven't been playing too much recently.
And good energy.
Good energy. We're just here to play. We're just here to, yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, I hope you have so much fun. Have you bought any merch with you? I was looking online and I saw some pretty cool merch from Steph.
Yeah, we've got some merch. I think we've brought a little bit of merch and now we'll have some records.
Yeah, have our records. Actually, I think our records are all printed in NZ anyway, so.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, they're here already. Isn't that great?
Yeah, exactly. They beat us here.
Oh, lovely. Hey, it was so nice talking to you both. And you're on tour from today. Tonight's the first night.
Yeah. Got here last night. We're ready.
Bet you're ready to go. And then you're coming up to Auckland to play on Saturday night. Great night for it.
Yeah, we're stoked.
Oh, lovely. Well, we'll catch you at Double Whammy this Saturday. You can grab tickets, listeners, from Mosh Tix to head along to the Grogans.
We also have a double pass to give away, don't we, Millie?
Oh, we do have a double pass to give away. Oh, that's
amazing.
Double
pass for Double Whammy.
Pass for Double Whammy. Well, if you want to see Grogans on Saturday night at Double Whammy, just text through with your name, your B-card number, and what you're most excited to see on Saturday. Thank you so much, everybody. I hope you have a great tour. We'll see you there. We're going to listen to Happier Man off your new album, Stagger.
Get the morning.
Yeah,
let's get
the morning.
Yeah,
we're
wake everyone up.
Let it go. Hey, thank you. Catch you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Wasting all my time, I'm breathing in just fine. My last forever, it changes with the rise and fall. Oh man, yeah, it happens again. I'll be a happier man. We'll be right back. time. I'm breathing in just fine. Might last forever, but it changes with the rise and fall. Oh man, then it happens again.
Happy Man off the Grogans' new album, Stagger. Oh, you can go and see the Grogans on Saturday night at Double Whammy. We're giving away a double pass, so get your messages in for that. Text through to 5395 with your name, your B card number, and, I don't know, something that you're excited to do on Saturday. Like, go see the Grogans. Or you could just text the word Grogans. Look, it's all the same. Yeah, but they're going to be amazing live. I think they've really come a long way artistically. So, yeah, we're going to listen to Mai Tawhiti featuring Anna Coddington from Arahi now.